Welcome to the Motorcycle Vagabond Show. Today we're going to be talking to a Bunker Biker host. So what's your name?
My name's Kimberly.
So you're a host and Bunker Biker. Where at in the world are you?
I'm out in a little hamlet called East Cooley. We're just east of Drumheller, Alberta.
Oh, okay. So you're in Canada?
Yes.
How far north are you in Canada? I'm not very familiar with the area.
We are just a few hours north of the Canada-US border.
Okay. So how long have you been a host on Bunker Biker?
We just finished our first season.
How did it go?
It was awesome. We had three groups through. And it was a really good experience. Two sets were from Quebec, and one was actually traveling from Germany. He's on a one-year sabbatical from his job, and he shipped his bike across from Germany and is traveling literally around the world.
That's awesome. Let's start with the locals first. So you said you've had groups. How many are in the groups?
Well, there was two, there was a couple, and then we had two singles.
Okay. So how are the Quebecian guests?
They were awesome. In fact, the couple came back a second time. Caroline's son flew out and met them, and they rented a car and they were hoteling it that second time. But we actually, when they came out to tour the local museum and to show her teenage son around, we met them for breakfast.
That's so cool. What museum do you have local?
We have a world-renowned Royal Tyrol Museum. It's a Drumheller is known for being huge for dinosaurs. So that's why we put ourselves on the map, because it's a local tourist area. And it does, gets huge in the summer with tourists. So we figured there's going to be people coming to the area, and we thought, why not?
I'm a big dino nut, so I'm going to have to come up, stay with you, and go visit.
Awesome.
So how long did they stay each time they came?
Caroline and Nicholas were here two nights. John was here one night. And then Cardston actually ended up having troubles. He drives a 30-year-old BMW bike, and he had to order in parts. So he was actually here a week. So he dubbed himself Adopt-A-Biker, not Bunk-A-Biker.
And everything went all right with him getting parts and getting back on the road?
Yes. So because we're about an hour and a half from Calgary, so he got parts into Calgary. And my boyfriend offered to help him out in our garage and just to go pick up the parts. But no, he chose to have the work done in Calgary. And he was pushing his luck. He was going out during the day riding, just rolling the dice, but he made it through.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. What was wrong with it?
I'm not exactly sure. I was working during the day, so I let the guys do that, but he had to get some special parts in, because like I said, it's a 30-year-old BMW.
That's some dedication to be riding around the world on a old bike.
Yes.
Was he heading to Alaska, or were any of them heading to Alaska, or did they just riding around Canada?
No. So Cardston, when he left here, because I've been following him on Instagram, he did go up to Alaska, and now he's back in Alberta, and then he's going down through the states to Central America, and then from what I understood, he was going to be shipping his bike over to Australia, and then from there to Asia.
Oh, okay. That'd be quite the trip.
Yes. Yeah, he's been planning it for 5 years. So for 5 years, he's been deferring 20% of his salary so that he gets paid out for this year.
Wow, that's some dedication.
Yeah, this is a trip of a lifetime for him.
Yeah, it sounds like he planned it very well. I'll have to give him a call, and maybe he'll chat with me as well.
That would be awesome.
So as a host, what were your initial thoughts when you signed up? Were you super excited, or were you nervous?
Well, we just moved out here the end of March, and then I heard about Bunker Biker in May. So my boyfriend rides, and I ride on the back of his Boss Hoss trike. he's been riding for over 50 years.
Boss
and Oscar. Sorry. Yeah. So he's actually got almost a million miles under him. So by next year, he should be at the million mile mark. And I actually just bought myself a Harley Sportster trike, a 93 Harley Sportster that I'm hoping to be riding by next year. And I approached him with the idea because we just moved in together and bought a house out here. And I said, you know, here, look what I just read on Facebook. And he doesn't do Facebook. And as soon as I mentioned motorcycles, then he was like, oh, what about motorcycles? And so I explained the premise behind it. And he was a little bit leery about having strangers in the house. But because we have the yard as well, and we have room for trailers, and we pull a leisure light trailer with our trike. And so we put that we can host for tents and trailers. But then we figured we'd kind of weigh out the people. And we have the guest room as well. So when Caroline and Nicholas arrived, it was later in the evening and it was late for them to be setting up a trunk. So we welcomed them into the house. So we're set up for outdoor, but, you know, we kind of weigh it on the individual.
That's how I usually recommend it to most hosts that are apprehensive, or they're like, well, I don't know if I want everyone in my house. And I'm like, you know, you could just set up for outside. And if you think they're really cool, you invite them in when they get there. That way you're not committed to inviting someone creepy into your house.
Yeah. And that's what we do. And obviously we've got the guest washroom downstairs, and that's set up where they can, you know, we always have the washer and dryer ready for them. The bathroom's always set up and ready for them to have a shower and everything. If they're coming around supper time, we include them in supper, or we have food ready for them if they want to enjoy dinner with us, something ready for them for if they want to have breakfast the next morning. You know, we just welcome them as part of the family.
That's awesome. Some of the hosts are very much just, here's a spot of yard, just be glad you're not getting the cops called on you in this area. And there are other hosts that do invite people in as part of the family. And they're all very valuable for the network and different experiences. But thank you for doing that for our travelers.
Oh, well, you know, like I said, my boyfriend's been riding for over 50 years and he slept in ditches. He slept in hotels. Like he, 3 years ago, went across Canada on his Harley. And he hoteled it the whole way. And he was like, man, if I had known Bunker Biker was around, that would have been awesome. And he wants to do another cross-country trip. And he's like, you know, not every night, but even the odd night to stay with a host family. Well, that might be something to do. So right. He figures it's putting some good karma out there. We'll be hosts and we'll also be guests sometimes.
It's good to hear that. A lot of the hosts are a little difficult when it comes to guesting. I've had them be like, I'd never be a guest. You know, I like providing the things for my guests. And I'm like, there's a lot to be learned from accepting people's generosity, because if people only gave, no one would receive. And there's something to learn in that side of receiving. So I really like to hear that you guys will be doing both sides of this.
Yeah, so we haven't done it yet, but it's something we'll probably look at doing in the future.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about Bunker Biker?
I think it's awesome. And like I said, in my Facebook message to you, so we pull a Leisure Light trailer and we go to a Leisure Light rally every summer. We just went to our second one, and sitting around the campfire with, you know, 27 other Leisure Lights, I kind of jokingly said, okay, so I'm here to preach the gospel to you. And everyone kind of rolled their eyes. And I said, who's heard of Bunker Biker? And everybody looked at me and went, what? And I said, Bunker Biker, look it up. Grab your phones. And everybody looked it up. And I was like, you guys need to sign up for this, either as a host or as a guest. Like, this is so awesome. And I explained what it was. And the people who organized the rally actually signed up.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. And I'm trying to help spread the word, because I think it's such an awesome organization. And they're like, is it just Canadian? I said, no, it didn't start in Canada. It started overseas. And now it's spreading around the world.
Yeah, I think we're about 50 countries. I haven't counted lately.
And I think that's incredible.
Yeah, hosts like you and all the ones in the U.S. are the ones that are helping us spread around the world, oddly enough. Because we have a lot of international travelers who are coming over. And since it's so strong here, they're using it while they are here. And, of course, the U.S. and Canada are a bit expensive for accommodations and food. So they take their, save some money, meet some people. And not only do they learn that Americans are way cooler than they ever thought we were, because we kind of got a bad rap with the rest of the world. They decide that they're going to go home and be a host. So we've now gotten ones in way out countries, and that's just, that's how it starts.
I think that's amazing. And, it's all about spreading the word and just getting to meet other people.
Oh, let's see. Some of the things I've heard. Do you care what kind of bike the person who shows up is riding?
No. In fact, all three of ours have been adventure bikes, and my boyfriend rides street bikes. Well, he's normally rides Harleys, and now he has a Boss Hoss Strike. So, he rides a bike with the Chevy small block engine.
I kind of want to talk to him about that. That sounds awesome.
It goes.
Do you care what kind of person they are, how old they are, where they're from?
No, not at all.
I get the worried questions. What if we don't get along, or what if this, or what if that? And I'm like, so far, the only thing I've heard is that maybe the guest is a little atypically social, like they don't know how to talk very well, and it's a little awkward. But I don't very often get people being mean or starting fights or anything like that.
No, Cardston, English was his second language, and he stumbled over a few words, and we would just help him along, and we communicated great. He always joked around that he was about the only German he knew that didn't drink beer.
That's funny. Yeah.
And neither of us drink as well. And, so we'd have coffee going all the time, and we had a great time.
That's awesome. And I'm sure it helped him practice his English too, that you guys were patient and helping him learn things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was awesome. And I'm looking forward to next season already.
Are you on the way? You're on the way to Alaska, kind of, right?
Sort of. So we're out on Highway 10, but that wouldn't mean much to you as I'm looking out the window at Highway 10. So we're just east of Calgary.
I got some friends up in, Rocky Mountain House?
Okay, yeah, so that's just a couple hours from us.
Okay, so you'd be... No, strangely enough, I'm heading to Alaska, and if we go through the Canadian Rockies before we get there, we'd come right by your house.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. I can see you.
You'd have to stop by for a coffee.
Definitely. So what's your riding season like there? What months are you usually active?
Well, this year, June was really rainy. So we didn't start riding till July, just because it literally rained every day in June. But my boyfriend's birthday is October 16th, and he was out for a birthday ride this year.
Oh, nice.
Whereas some years we could have a foot of snow on his birthday.
So it varies a lot.
We haven't had snow yet, but we're supposed to get a lot of it tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So I insure, even though I'm not riding mine yet, I insure mine April to October, or not insure, register mine April to October.
Yeah. Canadians don't really, it'd be a waste of money to have it insured and registered during the winter.
Yeah, I keep insurance on it year round just in case anything happens to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I register it 6 months at a time.
Yeah, we don't get that option here. I'm pretty sure every state in the U.S. is you get a year registration.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that here we can do 6 month registration. Now it only saves $10, but you know, over the years $10 adds up.
Right. So is there anything else you'd like to say about Bab? Any questions you have for me? Anything you'd like to tell someone who may be on the fence about being a host?
Oh, I just say do it. Just take the leap. And really, you're right. It's nothing just to put yourself out there and put yourself up saying that you can host with an outdoor spot.
I mean, that's the minimum I tell people. I mean, you can be a blue pin on the map and be able to, if you have a truck and trailer, take someone to a shop or meet up for a coffee. But the minimum accommodations is a spot in the yard, and you really don't have to do anything besides just have that. And they give you the chance to meet someone without letting them into your space if you're hesitant.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I know, like I said, I work from home now, and Don's retired, and he had a great time because he loves riding. And, you know, he would go, and anybody who wanted, he would show them around the area. He would take them to some of the out of the way spots that people who aren't familiar with the area weren't familiar with. You know, it's about getting to know the area that you're visiting, getting to know some of the different sites, that the non-touristy sites. Like, you get to really experience where you're visiting.
Well, that local information is just invaluable. Getting to be shown by a local and go to the places that you wouldn't be able to find if you just Googled it.
Oh, yeah. And like Caroline, she and Nicholas were our first Bunker Bikers. I'm still following her on Instagram. And they were here in July, and she's still traveling. They're down in the States now. And, you know, she's still going from Bunker Biker to Bunker Biker, and she's tagging it on Instagram, and she's having a grand time.
Oh, that's wonderful. I really like to hear that.
I think it's a great organization.
Thank you. It's a lot of work, but I get to hear from people like you who really enjoy doing the thing. This is the first podcast I've recorded in over a year and a half. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know if this will be the first one I upload, but if it is, I'd like to say that the reason why I run this is because I'm a famous traveler myself. 6 years on the road, I've got a personal following that knows what I do. And I always thought it was such a valuable part of traveling to be able to be invited to someone's home, be a part of their family for a couple of nights, and be told things, shown things that you wouldn't be able to find if it wasn't for those people. And I thought it was just unfair that, you know, because I'm a famous traveler and I do it full time, only me and people like me get to have that experience. And that's what drives me to keep Bunker Biker going, is that the everyday rider can get the same opportunity to have this enrich in their lives.
Oh, I think it's amazing. And John, who was her second Bunker Biker, he's from Quebec, but he's working on a farm, or was working on a farm in Saskatchewan for the summer. And they were waiting for... they were between seeding and harvest, so he took 2 weeks off and was just traveling through the prairies and out to BC. So he just stayed here for a night on his way, and he was a great guy to meet.
Were you his first host?
I think we were his first host on this trip, but I think that he had used one other in Quebec.
Okay.
But Caroline and Nicholas, we were their first hosts.
You guys were first together.
Yes, we were. And so one thing I will say to people, and I'm so glad we started it, is get a guest book. So yes. We have people sign the guest book, and then we get a picture with them. And now that the season's over, I'm going to get the pictures printed and put them in the guest book.
Oh, that's so cool. I know that Doug and Debbie down in, they're in Paul Rump, Nevada. They were in Las Vegas, and they were in Henderson, Nevada. They just moved. They've had, I think, at least 50 or 60, and they've actually printed out a picture from every one of them and framed them and put them in the garage.
I saw that on Facebook.
Isn't that cool?
That is wild.
I'm the Let's say I'm the second row first pitcher. If you zoom in, that's what I say with him. They're great people. His wife makes a wicked enchilada.
Oh, you know what? Now maybe that's what we can do because we have the big garage. Maybe we should, maybe instead of putting the pictures in the guest book, I should frame them and put them in the garage.
Make a collage or something?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
That would be. Though Don always complains I put too many pictures up, and now if I start evading his garage, he might kill me.
I don't know. I mean, there'll be motorcycles, right?
Yes, there would be.
You know, it's funny that I hear some, I hear it both directions. People are like, oh, my wife is reluctant to let me have guests in, or my husband's reluctant, or boyfriend, partner, male, or is reluctant to have let me have guests in. I hear it both directions equally as much. It's so funny that usually when I hear that, the reluctant people are the ones that tend to fall in love with it the hardest once they do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my wife didn't want to do this, but now she's over here like, are we getting another guest yet? Can I get the guest room ready?
Oh, and it's just such a gratifying experience. Just knowing that you're helping someone out and you get to meet them and hear their stories too. I figure we get from it just as much as we give.
To me, it's the purest form of community, and most of us don't have it in our day-to-day lives. This is my big goal, is to teach people how to have community again, because it's been so lost and so enriching, I gotta say, for me and a lot of directions, and for everyone else who's a part of this.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Oh, let's see. Anything else you'd like to say?
I think we've just about covered it all. I'd like to see more Bunker Biker things available that we can go online and purchase.
Yeah, I got to get a store set up. Of course, shipping to Canada is expensive.
Oh, God, I know.
I do the Canadian admin. So if you're on Facebook and you're on Bunker Biker, there is 26 groups, I think, right now. Most of them are inactive because I don't have mods for them. But Canada's very active, the U.S., Germany does well, Benelux does well, Mexico does all right. You know, I've got mods that are helping with all those. So if you're a part of the Canadian BAB, the admin is Suzanne, and she's really awesome. So I may be able to work with her to ship stuff to her, because she's in the States part of the year, or she goes back and forth a lot. So I could probably ship to her, and then she could ship once she gets across the border.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, everyone wants merch, and I just, setting up a store is such a pain. I got to find someone who will mail it for me. I live on my bike as well, so it's not like I can sit on a big
box of
shirts and flags and books and stuff.
Yes, well, because even, like I said, right, when we go to like the Leisure Light Rally, if I had a flag I could hang from the Leisure Light once we're all set up. Or something like that, right?
Right. I'll have to keep
and
that
even,
in mind. Hopefully I get it set up soon.
Yeah. Yeah, or even, you know, because what I did this year was I printed off just the logo and put one in the garage window and one in the back garage window. Just for them to help identify the house. Because we're in a little hamlet. There's literally like 126 people that live where we live.
Wow.
And really? It helped them find the house.
Right. I mean, since I don't sell merch, I always encourage anyone who wants to make their own to do so. The only thing I ask is not to have it.
Oh, no.
So, do you mind if I tell people where you're at if they want to come stay with you?
Of course.
So, if you want to find Kimberly, her pin is Dawn and Kimberly in Drumheller, Alberta, Canada. She provides her email and phone number. Do you have a preference to which one you like to be used?
Either one.
Well, there you go. If you decide you want to stay with her, make sure you say your name when you text people. I get a lot of complaints about people asking to stay and they forget to introduce themselves. Got to remember you're a stranger, they're a stranger until they walk in the door.
Then you're family.
Exactly. Well, it was good chatting with you, Kimberly.
And you as well. You have a great time.